Greetings to everyone from around the world. This is a Sunday sermon recording from Father Mike of Our Lady of the Hills Parish, here in Southwest Ohio. I am your host, Ishmael Ali, and here is Father Mike's sermon.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading of the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and every one that does, he prunes so that it bears more fruit. You are already pruned because of the word that I spoke to you. Remain in me as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither, and people will gather them and throw them into the fire, and they'll be burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want, and it will be done for you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Please be seated. I have to do First Communion today over at Holy Trinity. So this ought to be fun. I'll really enjoy that. I haven't done one of those in a while. So today my sermon is a First Communion sermon. So just pretend I got First Communion kids here, okay? But I think there's a message for us big kids as well. So here we go. Before my First Communion in 1957, I asked my parents if I could do something that it sort of surprised them. Of course, I wanted Mom and Dad to walk me to the communion rail. Back then, everybody had communion rails. So I wanted Mom and Dad, you know, walk me to the communion rail, which was expected. But then I asked the unexpected. Can I have Uncle Joe walk with us too? Now, Uncle Joe was my dad's older brother. He had a very hard life. He worked in the coal mines outside of Pittsburgh, you know, and got his fingers were all gnarled. It was kind of scary, you know, with little kids like, ooh, what's wrong with his hands? And he had black lung, and he really was in pain a lot. And the pain, it made him sad, and sometimes he was kind of gruff and angry. Yet, I wanted to get to know my Uncle Joe. And that's why I asked Dad if Uncle Joe could join us. So my dad took me to Uncle Joe's house, and Uncle Joe opened the door. He was surprised to see us. And Dad said to his brother Joe, Michael has something special to ask you. And I asked, Uncle Joe, will you walk with me for my first communion? To this day, I'll never forget the look on his face. His eyes got water in them. And he explained it away by saying, oh, my darn allergies are kicking up. I suspected even then he was crying. And this was the first time I saw a grown man cry. I thought only little kids cried, but grown men, they cried too. So my Uncle Joe responded, it makes me happy to be with you, Michael. This was the first time I ever saw him smile. First time. My first communion was so special because he was there. But then something even more special happened after the Mass. Mom and Dad threw a party at our home. And our home was government apartments because we weren't rich enough to live in a house. And Uncle Joe, he took me aside privately. He said, "I have a gift for you." And he gave me this little wrapped box. Inside was a beautiful gold watch, wristwatch. I didn't know yet how to tell time, but I didn't care. I was just glad to get this beautiful gift. And on the back of the watch, he had engraved two words. He read it to me because I didn't yet know how to read. And it read, "Remember me. Remember me." You know, I wore that watch for 29 years. 29 years. And every time I wore it, I remembered my Uncle Joe and my first communion, where he walked me to the communion rail with his hand on my shoulder. The watch broke in 1986, the same year that Joe went to heaven. Children, today you will make your first communion. Jesus made Holy Communion at the Last Supper before going to heaven. And the Bible describes what Jesus did. And he took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And just like my Uncle Joe, who gave me a gift to remember him, Jesus gives us this wonderful gift. Every time you receive Holy Communion, remember Jesus. Remember that Jesus loves you. Remember that Jesus will always help you. Remember that Jesus is loyal to you. Remember that Jesus is near you with his hand on your shoulder. And never forget, Jesus lives inside of you. His body becomes one with your body. That's why we call it communion, which means to be one. It's like when someone gives you a big hug. So every time you go to communion, Jesus giving you a big hug. He says, "I love you." The best time to talk to Jesus is right after receiving Holy Communion. A very good person, St. Teresa of Avila, said this is what you should do after receiving communion. She wrote, "After you receive Jesus into your heart, tell him how much you love him. Talk to him as your best friend, because that is just what he is. Ask Jesus what he wants you to do with your life." So we should all do that, all of us, after receiving communion. Now, this is what Jesus wants you to do. Jesus wants you to remember to love like he does. When you take Holy Communion, ask Jesus, "How can I love? How do you want me to love? Who do you want me to love?" Now, here are a few suggestions. Number one, obey everything your mom and dad say for the next 25 years. Parents may get 25 minutes if you're lucky. Number two, always tell mom and dad the truth, especially your mom, because she can see everything even when she is not looking at you. My mother had eyes behind her head, I swear. "Michael?" When she said that, I knew I was in trouble. And then she would point out something I did wrong, and like, how did she see that? Number three, give your mom and dad lots of hugs and kisses and tell them how much you love them. They will remember this when you turn 16 and you want to borrow the car. Number four, Be sure to go to bed on time. Moms and dads love you the most when you are sleeping. That's right. Number five, God gave you only one mom and one dad just for you. Cherish them. Cherish them. Treat them good now, and they'll babysit for you later. 20 years from now, kids, you'll know what I mean. Jesus wants you to do everything in remembrance of him. May we never forget that. Amen. God bless you all. The greatest gift that God gives us to remember him by is Holy Communion. And without the grace of Holy Communion, I sure wouldn't be sitting here, and we wouldn't be in this church. And with the Holy Communion, let us remember God's gracious love. Name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
This recording of Father Mike's sermon was produced and edited by me, Ish Ali. The intro music is Amazing Grace, sung by LaGrave Avenue CRC of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Thank you to Father Mike for a great sermon. Previous recordings of Father Mike's sermons can be found at saintmaryhillsboro.org. That's S-A-I-N-T, maryhillsboro.org, and on the St. Mary Hillsboro YouTube channel. If you enjoyed this program, please donate and help sponsor future sermon recordings. You can send checks to St. Mary Catholic Church, 212 South High Street, Hillsboro, Ohio, 45133. All donations are tax deductible and greatly appreciated. Thank you for listening.